this one is the full dictionary. All their like cults, they refer back to this.
How many pages in this guy?
2662.
The dictionary Chaitin Reddy is wielding is the size of a medieval shield and thicker than a brick. There are hundreds of thousands of entries in this tome, but he's not intimidated. Chaitin and this dictionary go way back.
I just like how the words, they come together, how they relate to each other. And I guess I've always been sort of good at spelling, so.
Sorta is a fairly modest modifier for a kid who's gone to the National Spelling Bee 4 years running. Chaitin won his first local bee in second grade and got serious about studying in fourth. Now an eighth grader at Plano's Rice Middle School, his bee preparation routine redefines the word dedicated.
Right now, on weekdays, I study 4 hours a day, and on weekends, I study 8 hours a day.
Chaitin's a young man who deals in letters, but here's a breakdown of his spelling skills by the numbers. In fifth grade, when he first hit the stage at the National Bee, he knew how to spell about 30,000 words. In sixth grade, that grew to 50,000. Last year, he had a handle on 70,000 words. This year, an astounding 110,000. Learning that much means study speed counts. Chaitin's father, Vijay, says at this point, a quiz from mom and dad would just slow everything down.
Right now, I think he does like 1,000 words an hour. You know, if I ask him, we could quiz him like maybe a couple hundred an hour. He's at a stage where he has to do things on his own now.
I would know that one or, you know, all of these.
For Chaitin, flipping through the dictionary is like paging through a familiar comic. He's seen most of the entries before, and while he doesn't know every word by heart, he says understanding the mechanics of spelling takes you pretty far.
You don't have to know everything. You just need to know, like, pieces of the word, and then you fit them together to try and create the word.
Even a super speller like Chaitin isn't perfect. He placed 22nd in last year's National Bee. Here's the word that stumped him.
I missed on the word soboliferous.
And how do you spell that?
S-O-B-O-L-I. F-E-R-O-U-S.
If you miss one, do you make sure you know it the next day?
Yeah.
But this year, learning the ABCs of spelling isn't enough. After the regional bees wrapped up in April, Scripps threw competitors a curveball. In this year's National Bee, they'll also be tested on what words mean.
It will help in the long run for spellers to finally, like, learn about definitions, but I just wish they gave us more time to think about what happened and try and study more.
As you might expect, Chaitin threw himself into the vocab challenge headfirst, drilling definitions of common SAT words daily. And he's not letting the rule change lower his expectations. He's placed in the top 30 twice, but this year,
I just want to be number one.
Chaitin has no problem spelling that out. Courtney Collins for KERA News.